मुखं करोति वत्सलं पङ्गुमलं जयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं गुरुकर्णं नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणिप्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यपरिपस्कृतानि सिद्धानि वंशकपुत्रिभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद स्वद्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। Every year I look at the deities on this particular day and I say, wow, nothing could be any better than this anywhere in the world. And every year they top it. This is the amazing service of the devotees of this community. So when I was asked 2 or 3 weeks ago to speak today, I realized that the subject matter of this discussion would have to be deity worship. It would have to be about the deity form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This day, this festival, this service, this is totally focused in serving the deity form of the Lord. Now, I tried to find a pastime in Braj Leela that connected to Chandan Yatra. I really searched hard. So finally, I reached out to my friend and ISKCON's main Braj Leela Acharya, Shivaram Swami. And he wrote me back, he said, no. He said, to my knowledge and study, and for those of you that are not aware, his knowledge and study is vast. He said, there is no particular Leela during Braj Leela of Chandan Yatra. Now, by chance, as some might say, I had been listening to a class by Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada spoke about the importance of serving the deity form of the Lord, and about the importance of that form in one's life. So I'd like to start from there as the foundational point of this topic today. These words from our founder Acharya on the subject matter. Advaitam Achutam Anadam Anantarupam. Krishna has got Anantarupam. Our rupam, our form, is imitation of one of the forms of Krishna. It is an imitation, because his forms are not like our form. His forms are spiritual. He is existing in different spiritual forms. Advaitam Achutam Anadam Anantarupam. Ananta means unlimited. His every form is spiritual. So he is changing. He is changing. Yato Natya Daro Yata. He's changing like Natha. Natha actually means actor, a dramatic actor. Just like on the stage, the dramatic actor is sometimes coming as a king, and then the next time, changing the dress, he is coming as a villain. So this is our example. Similarly, Krishna is the same, but he has got different manifestations. Those different manifestations he takes. Why? Because Bhubara Shapita. Bhubara, he comes in different forms just to liquidate the burden of the earth. Bhubara. Bhubara Shapita. Just to reduce the burden that this earth feels. So when the people become irreligious, when they're not abiding by the laws of God, then it becomes burdensome for Mother Earth. So Prabhupada makes this very clear point. Now, we of course know from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna manifests himself at these times. Yada yada hi dharmasa glanir bhavati bhardita adbhutinama dharmasya tatatpanam shudramya. That whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice and a prominent rise in irreligion, Odisananda Bharata, at that time I descend myself. So Prabhupada continues. So he comes in a form that we can worship with our senses. We engage in the service of the deity form, and this becomes a means by which we can offer service to the Lord himself. A means by which he can accept that service. Now, in this august assembly that we have here, I won't even discuss whether the deity is an idol or not. We're beyond that. This Chandan Yatra festival shows that. We accept that Krishna has come in this deity form. Prabhupada continues on with this point. Krishna and Krishna's name is the same. Krishna and Krishna's form is the same. Therefore, when you worship Krishna's form, it is not a waste of time. We may have some experience with wasting our time. The lecture I was listening to this morning, Prabhupada said, yes, when you have got time, sleeping, sleeping, sleeping. You have no interest in reading the books. So he said, do not waste your time like that. So he says here, worshiping the deity is not a waste of time. It is worshiping Krishna. Krishna is omnipotent. He can accept your service by presenting himself in this form. Krishna can do that. That is his potency. Otherwise, why does Krishna say, and this is a very important point, Bhatra Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati Taraham Ashnami. If someone gives me something to eat, it doesn't matter. Very valuable, very palatable dishes, it doesn't matter. Even Bhatram Pushpam, a little flower, a little fruit, which any poor man can collect. Just like if you are a very, very poor man and you have nothing to offer to Krishna, but you want to offer something. So Krishna says, all right, offer me a little fruit, a little flower. No, my dear sir, I'm sorry, I have no money to purchase. So you can go to a friend. My dear friend, I want to take one flower from you and offer it to Krishna. Krishna will never deny. Now, at this point, Prabhupada inserts, he says, except sometimes in your country, we have seen that if you go to collect the flower, they come with a gun. So the friend will never deny. He will say, yes, yes, you take. You collect this little flower and this little fruit anywhere in the world and you offer it to Krishna. So in this way, Krishna worship is so easy, universal. Krishna is everywhere. And you can collect this Pakta Pushpam Palam anywhere. You can worship Krishna anywhere. But you have to learn how to worship Krishna. What is that learning? Bhaktya. This is the method. Therefore, Krishna says, Patra Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati. This Patra Pushpam, that is not the important thing. The important thing is bhakti, devotion. That is what is wanted. Without bhakti, if you offer Krishna a very, very big plate of the most palatable food, Krishna is not hungry to take your food. He will not accept it. He will not accept anything that is not offered without your love, your bhakta. Love and the serving spirit. My dear Krishna, you are so opulent. I have nothing to offer you. But because you have everything, I have tried to collect these small things to the best of my power and I'm offering them to you. Kindly take it. Now, Prabhupada makes a very key point here. He says that meekness, that humility, Krishna says, one says to Krishna with that mood, I am the most insignificant. I have nothing to give you. Neither you are very much hungry. But please, please take this from me. You have many, many Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Savyamanam, so many goddesses of fortune, but I am not one of them. Please you accept from me anyway. And then Prabhupada continues. He says, so why will Krishna take your food stuff? Because Krishna wants you to surrender. That is required. That is bhakti, to surrender. Many times Krishna has said, bhakti mam abhijananti, simply through bhakti. You cannot understand Krishna by your so-called scholarship. We have many scholars here. Scientific knowledge, we have some scientists. Speculation, I think we probably have a couple of speculators. Those things are all useless, nonsense things. You cannot understand Krishna with those. Krishna therefore says, bhakti mam abhijananti. Simply by devotional service one can understand me. When you become in that service attitude, just to serve Krishna with a humble attitude, with devotion, then Krishna will reveal himself to you. Otherwise, you cannot understand Krishna. You cannot make him come. It is not possible. If you think to yourself, oh, I am a very rich man. I can offer Krishna so many nice things, so many nice dresses, so many nice foodstuffs, so many beautiful flowers. Now Krishna is within my grip. I can take anything from him. No. Krishna is not so cheap. Prabhupada then gives the example. He says, just like Vidura. Vidura was in great ecstasy. Krishna came to his home. Oh, the Lord is here in my house. I must prepare something for him. Vidura went into the kitchen in great ecstasy. He tried to prepare some meal. He had some bananas there. Bananas are pretty common, you know, you can find them anywhere there. So he's peeling the bananas and putting the skin to the side and peeling the bananas and putting the skin to the side, peeling the bananas and putting the skin to the side, and then he takes the nice dish of banana skins, takes them and gives them to Krishna. Krishna accepted them. He came to his senses and he realized, oh, no, I bought for Krishna banana skins. But Krishna was eating them. Yo me bhakta prayachati, because he had devotion. Prabhupada said, this is real devotion. This is what Krishna wants. Krishna can eat anything you offer him. Of course, we have restrictions in our neophyte stage. You can offer him anything, whether it is the pulp or whether it is the skin or whether it is the fruit. He can eat it because he is all powerful. If you have devotion. So Prabhupada makes this very, very important and strong point for us to understand. We have this beautiful arrangement here. We can see clearly there is so much devotion in the service of these deities today. The picture Mother Mukya showed of all these devotees for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks on end, grinding sandalwood paste. I don't know how many of you grind sandalwood paste to your deities at home, but it's not an easy task. Very little result from a whole lot of effort. So much service. Why do they do it? Because it's for Krishna. They're not putting it on each other. Okay, Prabhu, here we go. It's being done for Krishna. And because of that, therefore, they're quite happy to do it over and over and over. As Mukya noted, making these flower outfits. I don't know if any of you have ever been involved in making flower outfits. How do you politely say it's an extremely tedious process? But when one is doing it for Krishna, it no longer is tedious. It's tremendous. One becomes very satisfied doing it. So this is the process of deity worship. This is the process of engaging our senses, as it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam of Ambarish Maharaj, Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo, that he first of all fixed his mind and then engaged his senses one after the next. If you're going to grind sandalwood paste for hours on end, you better have a pretty steady mind. We all know the mind is prone to wandering, going this side, going that side, thinking about this, thinking about that. You know, oh, I'd rather be here, I'd rather do that, or what about that song that popped in from there? All these different things. So we have to control the mind, and then all the senses will naturally engage. Very easily so. Quite simply. It's not a difficult thing. So this is the process of deity worship. Now, there's an interesting note by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita that due to Narada Muni composing the Narada Pancharatra, he has become the original teacher of the method of deity worship. This is an important thing. We're always hankering in the process of perfecting our efforts to serve because we're all neophyte. We all have so many shortcomings. We're still in this circumstance. And we're always looking for some way, someone we can take shelter of that can encourage us, enthuse us, enliven us, help us along. Narada Muni is that person in the process of deity worship. I don't know, but maybe these amazing pujaris have little deities of Narada Muni they're worshiping to become so expert at what they're doing. I don't know that. But the fact is that they've become very, very expert by this. And Narada, there's a very, very lengthy discussion in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita between Narada Muni and Gopa Kumar on this subject of deity worship. Now, we'll do that at another time and place because it is very, very lengthy, very detailed, and very amazing. If you have Brihat Bhagavatamrita at home, please take the time, go home, find this section where Gopa Kumar and Narada Muni are discussing, and read this. If you don't, I feel very sorry for you. They probably have it in the bookstore. You should go and get it. And if you have no time to read, then Dhruva Maharaj and Swayasama Priya have recited the entire thing. Audio tape. Put it in your car. Put it in your earbud. Put it in whatever you've got. And listen to it. So there's no excuse. Anyway, it's a very, very interesting conversation giving details on this process of deity worship. So the deity form is there specifically for us to serve and to follow the example of our previous acharyas in doing that service. Now we've already heard how with great devotion, Krishna will even eat the banana skin one offers him instead of the banana fruit. I'm not giving any ideas to any of the pujaris or any of you at home. What's that they say? Don't try this at home, kids. If you're steeped in the same level of bhakti as Vidura, okay, you can try it at home, but otherwise. So the particular acharya I would be short in my duties if I didn't mention today is Gopal Bhatta Goswami, was a classic example of this in the manifestation of his Radharaman deity just by his mood of service, not even service. Desire to render service. Now that's amazing. He hadn't even done any service. He desired to render some service, and one of his Shalagram Shilas manifest as Radharaman. That's also a whole story for a whole other class for 2 or 3 hours. But so how does all of this tie back to this festival today of Chandan Yatra? What's the connecting point? So let me just give a little background on it. This Chandan Yatra, this festival of smearing the Lord's body with sandalwood paste, it's done at a time when the extreme heat is quite uncomfortable. I mean, so many of us are sitting here with fans. We've made sure that the ceiling fans are on maximum level. As I was driving here, I remembered, I forgot my bamboo fan. I see a few of you ladies have not forgotten your fans. It's quite uncomfortable. We pick the thinnest cork that we have, right? Anything excessive, it's done. Because it's quite humid, quite hot. And add to that, we live in Florida, where the humidity is 108% plus. So it's a very uncomfortable circumstance. And during that time, applying sandalwood paste, even just sandalwood oil, but what to speak of sandalwood paste, is very refreshing. Prabhupada gives one class where he talks about different ointments on the body, and he talks about putting sandalwood powder on, how refreshing it is. So this festival is traditionally, it's celebrated over a period of 21 days. 21 days. Now, we've just had a description of how much effort went into making this much Chandan. Imagine if we were doing Chandan Yatra 21 days in a row. But there's a caveat from the Lord, because he's extremely merciful. The first day of Chandan Yatra, the main deities are given, this sandalwood paste. All the successive days, the Utsava deities receive the Chandan. So this is a little comfort. In our circumstance here in Alachua, it's always the third Sunday in July, because it's still quite, you know. So the devotees make these different arrangements to cool the Lord down, and they want to give him relief from this heat. Just as all of us are very anxious to avoid being outdoors, we run from the house to the car, from the car to the store or the office, back to the car, back to the house. This time of year, nobody wants to be outside, unless they have to, unless their service requires them to. So we want to offer some relief to the Lord. The Lord is uncomfortable? He's up there sweating? No, that's not the idea. The idea isn't that Krishna can't get by without us doing this. No, Krishna's accepting our service to give him some pleasure. This is the mood of deity worship. That Krishna has come in a form that we can serve. We can serve our spouses, we can serve our children, sometimes we have to serve our bosses. But when we serve Krishna, the greatest reciprocation comes. By that service, one can develop prema, love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encourages prema pumarta mohan, that the goal of one's life should be to develop love of God. And here again, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a very, very nice discussion of the different levels of loving devotees, of the different levels of love of God. Also very much worth looking into. So Krishna is very happy to accept that service. He's self-sufficient. He has no need to accept anything from us, to receive anything from us, but the devotees take the opportunity to serve him. And by that service, to become purified. Now, in different temples, in different sampradayas, this festival is celebrated a little differently. In Jagannath Puri, the deity is covered and then taken to the Narendra Sarovara, a beautiful lake, and there's wonderful boat pastimes there. In Vishakhapatnam, there's a Nisringa temple. There's a little twist on it there. This Nisringa deity there is so fierce that he's covered in sandalwood all year. They just keep putting more every day. And then on this day of the Chandan Yatra, they break all the old sandalwood paste off Darshan of the Deities, and then more right back on. So this is there. But in our Gaudiya Vaishnava line, we have a prominent pastime of Chandam Yatra in the Leela of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was a very, very dear devotee of the Lord. He had no large temple. He had no great followers. He had 12 prominent sannyasis that were his disciples. But at any rate, at this time in his life, Madhavendra Puri was living under a tree at Govardhan Hill, very peacefully living there, chanting his bhajan. The Lord has a relationship with each of us. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has a relationship that is eternal with each of us. And in the case of Madhavendra Puri, this deity, this Gopal deity, now the long history is there, but there was attacks and the pujaris in the various places hid the deities. And this Gopal deity was hidden in a very thorny thicket area, buried underground. And so Madhavendra Puri was chanting. And as he dozed off a bit, he had a dream. Now, just to be clear, Madhavendra Puri's dozing off is not like our dozing off during our japa. Not the same thing at all. And so Gopal appeared to him. And Gopal said the most amazing thing. If we base the conclusion of Krishna accepting the deity form and accepting our service on what we've just read, this statement by Gopal to Madhavendra Puri is quite astounding. He says, I have been thinking, when will Madhavendra Puri come and serve me? I don't think Krishna's thinking, when is Chaturatma going to come and serve me? So Madhavendra Puri was such a special devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was hankering for his service and appeared to him to tell him where he was hidden and how uncomfortable he was being hidden in this place. Scorching heat, monsoon season, the winter season, all of these different things. So Madhavendra Puri clearly understood this message from the Lord. He gathered up the local townspeople. They went and they started the whole process. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a very detailed description of this. And so they extracted, they removed Gopal deity from this earthen residence. They took him to the top of Govardhan Hill. And they installed him there. Interesting thing I was thinking, now it describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita how when he was installed, he was placed on a big slab, and then another big slab was put behind him as a support. It's Govardhan Hill, those slabs had to be Govardhan Shilas. I mean, they didn't drag those slabs from, you know, Makarna, yeah. So, at any rate, then Madhavendra Puri engaged everyone. Now, this is an important point, too. This is the purpose of the Acharya. Just as Srila Prabhupada has so mercifully engaged all of us, I mean, I don't think there's anybody here in this room that would be involved in the process of Chandam Yatra if it were not for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Certainly not a pasty-faced white boy from the Midwest. So Madhavendra Puri engaged everyone in the various services of the Gopal deity, all seeking all so many kinds of comforts. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives these details. You should read it. But in spite of that, Gopal was quite uncomfortable still. Just the heat and intensity of those decades of discomfort, you know. So he said to Madhavendra Puri, won't you go to the king of Puri? He has a huge stash of Malayan chandan. You get that chandan and some camphor and you transport that back to me, then I will be happy. This is long before our modern modes of transportation. So this is a walking journey. Oh, can I remember? I didn't put it in my, I calculated this out the other day. 52 days? Can't remember for sure. Anyway, quite a significant amount of time walking. And when he, he went through the difficulties and all getting there, and he got there, and he presented to the king the request. This is coming from Gopal directly. He was such an exalted, respected personality. No one else could get this. This was exclusive to Jagannath. So the king gave him, and gave him the certificates of travel for that documentation. Some of us have had experience importing clothing from India to the States. You better have your documents in line. The least little mistake and it's being held up. So all of the documentation and permits and everything were given to Madhavendra Puri for this travel. So this huge quantity and this burdensome proof of documentation, he had all this. And he began the journey again back to Vrindavan. By that devotion that he showed to do this service, Gopal appeared to him again. There is the deity of Gopinath in Ramuna. You stay in Ramuna. You have this sandalwood paste ground and offer to the deity there, and I will be satisfied because we are the same. What does Prabhupada say here? Krishna has many forms. They're all the same, but Krishna manifested in different ways at different times. So he manifested in this way. And he said that there is no difference between Gopinath and myself. So you stay there, have the sandalwood paste ground, and in that way, I will be satisfied. Another amazing quality of Krishna. Now, if I'm sitting at home, my dear friend Srinam Banamali calls me. He says, Prabhu, we just made these incredible pakoras here, cauliflower pakoras, fried just perfectly to where the cauliflower and the, we all know a good cauliflower pakora, and tomato chutney that you can't even imagine, and a side of perfect tamarind. So I want you to think for a moment, I'm imagining you eating them. You happy? Doesn't work that way. She now get over here immediately. Sometimes you'll see on social media, a devotee will say, oh, I just made such and such, and they'll post a picture, and all the devotees chime in, I'm on my way over. Because they want that satisfaction. Not long distance, personally. But Gopal, from a very, very long distance, he was able to enjoy through Gopinath. This is the potency of Krishna. I'm fully satisfied if you offer this to Gopinath. So this gave immense pleasure to the pujaris of Gopinath to have this chandan offered like this. So this is quite an amazing way that the devotees want to serve the Lord in any circumstance, not caring for their own personal inconvenience. I don't know if you've done a repetitious motion like this for any length of time, hours on end, back and forth like this. After a while, the wrist is going to get a little sore. The fingers are going to cramp. Well, I don't know. Some of you are still young enough. That's not an issue. But for the majority of us sitting in this room, I was just discussing with Mukhya, you know, it's not going to be too long. We're all going to be in. The fingers cramp up. You get that crick in your shoulder. But the devotees keep on. Through any personal inconvenience, the devotees serve the Lord because they love the Lord. Because they are attached to doing that service of the Lord. And therefore, in any difficult situation, in any circumstance, they will continue that service. 20-plus years, Chandan Yatra, Radha Shyam Sundar. This is not, Prabhupada said that the process of deity worship is an eternal process. It goes on forever. A point in discussion I have quite often with some of the students when I speak at the Bhaktivedanta Academy, which of them are ready to step forward and be trained to be the pujaris? I mean, we're all pushing 70, 75, 80. We're not going to be around that much longer. That's the reality. These somber announcements that Mukhi was making, they're going to come daily. Today this one, tomorrow that one, next week that one. So the process of serving the deity has to be taken up. But who's ready to embrace that dedication that Rasa Manjari standing back there has to give these flower outfits to Krishna Balaram every day? You know? Who's going to embrace that responsibility that Mother Nittai Priya has of overseeing every aspect of the deity worship? These are things we have to think about. The process of serving the deity. Prabhupada described in one lecture that the process of deity should be Sri Vigraha, not Kalagraha. And then he defined that. He said Sri Vigraha means the worshipable form of the Lord. Kalagraha means that pain in the neck, that burden, why Guru Maharaj has given us such a difficulty. He said that should not be the mood of deity worship. So we have a responsibility, you know, following the footsteps of Madhavendra Puri, following the footsteps of all the major temples in Vrindavan where this Chandanyatra is observed with great pomp and circumstance, with great festivity. Worldwide, all throughout ISKCON, this Chandanyatra is observed. And everywhere you see intricate designs on the faces, intricate flower arrangements, intricate decorations, sandalwood paste, and sometimes in different colors. We've done that here some years. Blue sandalwood paste, we tinted it blue and put it on, and I think one year we did green, I can't remember, so many years. So these types of festivals, they start with a mood of service, with a mood of instilling in our hearts a desire to want to do that service. Gopal Bhatta Goswami simply desired to give dresses to his Shalagram Shilas. Those of you that are familiar with or have Shalagram Shila in your home, it's a little awkward to put a dress. There's no arms, there's no legs, there's, you know, can't really, you kind of set the charter there and imagine, but, it, you know. So Gopal Bhatta received these valuable offerings from one very wealthy businessman that was going around to all the temples. Prabhu for your deity seva. Prabhu for your deity seva. Goswami for your deity seva. And Gopal Bhatta put them in front of his collection of Shalagram Shilas. My Lord, if only I had a personal form of you, I would offer these. Anyway, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Time came for the deity to take rest. He put the wicker basket top on the deities. One thing that's not so well known is at that time, the Goswamis didn't have a lot of, didn't have any temples. So it was a common thing that they would put their deities in a boat and float that boat out into the lake and then sit around the lake and guard at night. A small little kund, not really a lake. But at any rate, so in the morning, time came, he finished his bath, he opened, Krishna had appeared as Radharaman, the most beautiful, amazing form of the Lord, just to accept his service. Those of you that have been in this community for a very long time may remember how many obstacles we went through to get Radhasham Sundar here. And how long it took once they were here to actually get everything in place to install them. What to speak of bringing Krishna Balaram. Had to build new altars, expand the den. So many things had to be done. This is the service. This is the mood of love and devotion that the devotees have. And today is one of the days that it manifests itself in this most beautiful way. So we can all feel great joy and great happiness to be a part of this community, to contribute our time, our energy, our finances, whatever we have, to assisting with the service that goes on here to the deities. And by this, love of God will come. This is why we've all come to the Hare Krishna movement, to develop love for God. We didn't come here to sit in the only church in all of Florida that doesn't have air conditioning. We came here to develop love for God. And one of the ways of doing that is this process of deity worship. So, finish there. Thank all the devotees who give me this opportunity to say a few words about this today. A little bit short, not so much. I don't want to take up too many people's time. If anybody has any questions or comments, I'll apologize up front. Maybe Srinam will sit over here and help me because I left my hearing aids at home, speaking of getting old, and I didn't put them in, so my back and forth is not very good, so maybe all of you have like had enough and don't do anything. So then we have one other very important process of Krishna consciousness. Prasad Sevaya. So we'll invite everyone to go out to the pavilion and have Krishna Prasadam now. Thank you all very much for coming. Hare Krishna.